It is hard to imagine Stephen Schwartzman, Blackstone's high society boss, talking as passionately about the nitty-gritty of logistics as Mr. Mogadam, who has a fraction of Mr. Schwartzman's wealth. Yet a contest between the King of Warehouses and the Baron of Private Equity will be worth watching. It will not just shape the future of e-commerce, it will change the urban landscape too. To see why, cycle, as Schumpeter did last weekend, up London's Lee Valley, an idyll of canal boats and riverside vegetable gardens running from the graffiti-covered East End to the capital's north. Stop at the Ravenside Retail Park, a place of shuttered stores like Mothercare, a well-known British brand, and Maplin, an electronics retailer. It is destined to become ground zero for the retail apocalypse. In January, Prologis spent £51 million, that's $68 million, acquiring the site just before COVID-19 accelerated the agony of its remaining tenants. In a few years, once they or their leases expire, Prologis hopes to turn the area into a multi-story warehouse for e-commerce firms like Amazon. That is part of a global pattern. In America, such logistics hubs are rising from the rubble of dead shopping malls. It is easy to dismiss the warehouse business. As one industry boss puts it, investors used to think of it as four walls and a roof that you hope doesn't leak. In other words, highly commoditized. Yet Mr. Mogadam says it is enthralling. The first task, he says, is to decide on which end of the supply chain to be. He settled on mass consumer markets around the world rather than serving producers because, as he puts it, consumers do not move, factories do. As a result, his warehouses sit close to huge urban areas where land is scarce. It also requires patience. In America, it has taken decades for e-commerce to eke out a double-digit share of retail spending. Lockdowns have turbocharged the shift. Before the pandemic, about a fifth of Prologis's warehouse construction was for e-commerce, and the rest for other forms of logistics. The e-commerce share is now as high as 40%, Mr. Mogadam says.